Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe.
Plays Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold of a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world, but such power does not go unnoticed.
She quickly becomes a target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of the secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history.
Their confrontation will take them across the word from sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18, 2024. For a PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/3TG. That's unknown9.com/3TG.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table with Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashman.
Hey guys.
Alright, got a couple left over from last week, and got a whole new slate for you guys, so go ahead and get into it. Maybe. Power World appears set for PS5.
Alright, the developer of Power World has revealed a conundrum it faces as it looks to the future. Take the game free-to-play and live service, or stick with its current pay-to-play model. Power World is the successful multiplayer survival crafting game that's been dubbed Pokemon with guns for its inclusion of creatures called Pals. It launched on Steam, priced $30 and straight into Game Pass on Xbox and PC earlier this year, breaking sales and concurrent player records in the process. Blah, blah, blah. See. Let's get to where it talks about PlayStation. All right, so it says Pocket Pair acted. Yeah, Pocket Pair acted swiftly to capitalize on the Power World's breakout success, signing a deal with Sony to form a new business called Power World Entertainment, which we talked about, I don't know, last month, I think, maybe.
I think, or a couple months ago, one of those two.
Yeah, it's been a while. But it says that's tasked with expanding the IP. This is not a publishing deal for Power World, the video game, or an acquisition by Sony, rather an attempt to make the most of the game's huge popularity with non-video game products such as merchandise and music. The newly formed business, headed up by Pocket Pair CEO Takuro Mizu, is responsible for global licensing and merchandising activities associated with Power World. Speaking of Sony, Power World is heavily rumored to be set for a PlayStation launch announcement at this month's Tokyo Game Show. After the game popped up on a schedule, Pocket Pair had teased a PlayStation release back in June, so this would come as little surprise. Tokyo Game Show runs from September 26th to the 29th, and time of recording is September 20th, so that's in 6 to 9 days.
Yeah, so probably be next week's topic if it is, winds up being official.
And I think it will be, because it really wouldn't surprise me at all, because we assumed it would come to PlayStation sooner or later, and especially with them signing that deal with Sony. I mean, why not bring it to PlayStation? It gives them more money.
Was there a tweet that we was talking about that we referred to a month or two ago?
Yeah, with their blue heart in their tweet.
Yeah. Which, I mean, was bound to happen regardless. They're a smaller company. They want to try to get out there as big as they can, which, you know, can't fault them at that. It's a good game for what it is.
Oh, it's definitely good. It's, to me, it's the best of the two games that it's trying to be like, Pokemon and Ark. To me, it's better than both of those, because I can't get into Pokemon because of the RPG style, unless you're talking about Legends Arceus. I like that. But like your typical Pokemon, can't get into it. And Ark, it's good, but there's a lot of issues that I have with that game. So to me, it's the best of both worlds, so to say.
Yeah. I hope we get down to... I mean, I guess technically I can make it happen. There's a talk about it later that is currently this week, but, you know, I'll make sure we get to it just to go on with it. So, we'll go ahead and hop on to the next one instead of me adding on to what Ashton said. PS Plus games for September.
All right. So, instead of just copying the list, I just brought up the link here. All right, so first we have The Plucky Squire, PS5. Then Under the Waves, PS5, PS4. Night in the Woods, PS5, PS4. Chernobylite, PS5, PS4. Wild Card Football, PS5, PS4. Space Engineers, PS5, PS4. Road 96, PS5, PS4. BN10, PS4. Not the good BN10 either.
I'm assuming it's not our generation.
No, it's the stupid, weird looking one, which I haven't watched it. Like, I don't know if it does compare to ours, but I seriously doubt it because most cartoons nowadays are completely stupid.
Yeah, my kid hasn't got into that yet for me to be able to have an excuse to watch it yet.
Yeah. I thought about just going on HBO Max and just rewatching our old ones, like Ben 10, Ben 10 Alien Force, and Ultimate Alien, just all. But
yeah.
But then we have Far Cry 5, PS4. Pistol Whip, PSVR 2. Seeker Agent Clank, PS5, PS4. I believe that was a PS2 game. PSP. It was a PSP game.
Back in the day?
Yep. It was a PSP game, and then it's ported over to PS4, PS5, through PS Plus. You know, it's not like a remaster or anything, but... Sky Gunner, PS5, PS4. Mr. Mosquito, PS5, PS4. And that's it. So the only one here that I've even heard of is Secret Agent Clank, and that's just a spinoff of the Ratchet & Clank series. So...
You ever heard of Far Cry series?
Oh, yeah, but that's true. I forgot about that one. But I've never actually played Far Cry.
No, I think it was Far Cry 5 was free on Xbox Game Pass for a while, though, too.
Probably. Most games that come to PS Plus have been on Game Pass at one time or another.
Yeah. Or vice versa, if it's like a third party, major third party, I should say.
Yeah.
Developer.
Of course, I've heard of Ben 10, like I said, but it's not our Ben 10, because our Ben 10 games, they were really fun. We played some together on PS2, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. I do remember it. I'm sure there's some kid out there that's used to this TV that thinks that that's the best Ben 10 game out there. I mean, that's
but
just
it's not
how you're raised and with.
I mean, sorry, kid, but it's not.
I mean, I'll agree with you for, you know, simplicity's sake on that, but...
I mean, they can have their opinion, but I mean, they're wrong. I'm just going to tell them they're wrong.
All right. Moving on. Sonic Adventure 3 or standalone KO Garden is not in development, apparently now.
Chao Garden,
whatever. It says Chao.
It's Chao. There are currently no plans to make Sonic Adventure 3 and continue the Sonic series from the Dreamcast days. Sonic Team Boss Takashi Iizuka, I'm not sure if that's an L or an I, was interviewed by VGC and discussed the possibility of continuing the series as well as a return of its much-loved Chao Garden. Iizuka acknowledged the request for the Chao Garden to make a return, but noted it's part of the whole Sonic Adventure series game. I think at some time I'd like to say, hey, yeah, we're making Adventure 3, but we don't have plans for that yet. It's just one of those things that if the stars align and it can all happen, then yeah, we'd love to make it. For anyone who hasn't played the Sonic Adventure games, the Chao Garden is the integrated minigame in which animals rescued in main missions are used to level up cute critters known as Chao. who then race and battle against one another. While more recent games have referenced the Chao Garden, it hasn't been included in full since Sonic Adventure 2. Fans are desperate to see it return, but it won't be possible without a potential Sonic Adventure 3. So, the reason I added this is just because I've seen a lot of stuff online, surprisingly, with the Sonic movie and people saying that there's going to be a new Sonic game come out with the Sonic movie and they want to have the Chao Garden in it. So this just completely shuts that down until they make Adventure 3, which I would love them to do because we played Sonic Adventure 2 Battle on the GameCube, which the first two Adventure games originally released on the Dreamcast, but good games, really good games, but yeah, if Sonic Adventure 3, I would love it. Yeah,
because for me, it's, you know, generally the Chaos Emeralds and stuff like that.
I mean, it makes sense, but yeah, it's supposedly it's Chao, but
like I said, like even as a kid, I was like, did they just forget to add the S to this, or was it like, you know, that was me as a kid thinking, and now especially as an adult, I'm just like, why not just add the S?
Yeah,
because when were your games based around Chaos Emeralds?
Yeah, like that's. It makes sense, but that's just, you know, one of those things. Who knows what they were thinking when they made it?
Like, oh yeah, we're just going to give it rough for the English speakers over there. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it translates to something else in Japan.
Probably, yeah. But Sonic Adventure 3, like I said, I'd love to see it, but they're going to focus probably on Frontiers 2 first, and then maybe Adventure 3. We might not ever get Adventure 3, but I'd like to, because for me personally, Sonic Adventure 2 is my favorite Sonic game.
What, we're pushing 20, because we're pushing 21 years right now?
For Sonic Adventure?
22?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what year it initially released on the Dreamcast, but
oh, I'm going live. Sonic Adventure release. So the original Sonic Adventure came out on December 23rd, 1998.
Yeah.
And 2.
2001?
2001. So 23 years. As of June 19th.
Yeah. Did you play the first one? I know you played 2 Battle, but
I don't think. Only reason why I had the second one was because it was in a group of games that either you or Jacob got misconstrued and I somehow wound up with it.
I think I know why you have it, because we already had it. And then when I hurt my back on the way home, my dad stopped at, I can't remember if it was Walmart or a GameStop. He went in, Adventure 1 and 2 Battle were in a double pack. He got that double pack. He knew we had the one game already, but he went ahead and got the double pack because he couldn't get the other one with, you know, without getting the double pack. So that's why I gave it to you. I do remember giving you that now, because I already had it.
See, I couldn't remember how I came across it. I knew that because I know sometimes we all traded games at some point in time, and then just some games never got returned and vice versa. So I'm just like, I didn't know out of which cousin I got it from.
Yeah. And I do remember giving you that. But one, it's okay. It's fine. It's fun. But for me, two is better.
Yeah.
And I played 2 first, so maybe that's why, you know. But
wasn't the one from the Dreamcast and the one from GameCube a little bit different? Because it was just Sonic Adventures 2 for Dreamcast, wasn't it? Wasn't the battles?
Battle, they added, I think, I can't remember for sure. I looked into it one time. I think the battle is, I don't remember, but I do know that, remember Battle had that racing, like kind of like Sonic Team Racing had that part in it too, and the original didn't. I know that part's different, but Battle, I'm thinking that you had to beat the Heroes version first before you could do the Dark version. While Battle, you could do either one from the start.
Gotcha.
I think. I could be completely wrong on that, but I'm thinking that's what the one of the other differences was.
It's probably been a hot minute since you played that game. I'll forgive you.
Yeah, it's been a while. It is like $3 on Steam, though. I did look at it the other day.
Anyway, I'm going to get a Dolphin for free.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
I owned the game. I don't feel bad for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was gifted to me, so that means I still technically own it.
Yeah.
Never paid Nintendo for it. Somebody else did.
Yeah. My dad probably bought both copies, if I had to guess.
All right. Now I get to continue from earlier. Nintendo sues Pocket Pair.
Yeah, so Power World developer Pocket Pair has responded to Nintendo and the Pokemon Company's shock patent infringement lawsuit. It's not really a shock. I mean, not at all, actually. You know, it's Nintendo.
He was predicting it.
Yeah.
Figure something would
since January. But it says, with a statement that says it's unaware of which patents it's being accused of infringing, says Nintendo and the Pokemon Company announced the companies had taken legal action against fellow Japanese developer Pocket Pair, alleging Power World dubbed Pokemon with Guns by fans infringes multiple patent rights. Nintendo and Pokemon Company are seeking an injunction and compensation for damages. Pocket Pair said it will begrudgingly investigate the patent infringement claims while continuing to update Power World despite the lawsuit, and apologize to players left concerned about the future of the game. So, to me, I would have thought that if they really were concerned that they were infringing patents, this lawsuit would have happened months ago, 8 months ago. In my opinion, yeah, they've probably done their research, see which ones, but I think they probably haven't been able to find legitimate proof, and they're just throwing it out there hoping that they'll win.
So initially when, this lawsuit came out yesterday at time of recording?
Yeah.
Today, Pocket Pair, they had their infringement, because apparently this is a big thing in Japan, like, I didn't realize there was lawyers just for infringement. Huh. Like, over here in America, you don't hear it too often, but yet again, but Microsoft is really the only American-based video game developer out here.
Yeah.
That and, you know, their main game like Halo and Forza are kind of copy and paste from older, you know, style games. You got a first-person shooter and you got a racing game. Like,
yeah, like
kind of hard to infringe upon stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, so apparently in Japan, at least, there is infringement lawyers. You know, since it's an infringement case based on the lawsuit, and their lawyer today released a statement that they're pretty sure that Nintendo is suing based on the capture mechanic. Because where the ball does, like, this still the little... It's they, and you can sue for the basic little thing in that, like how the ball makes the little movement, like how a Pokeball does.
Yeah.
When it's going for the capture, they think it's something like that that Nintendo is suing over at this point. Like you said, it was going to be something very little and very petty, but that can make the difference in something like that. Because they made their characters look just enough like them to rip them off, but, you know, it was so different.
At the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as like going and even if it's down to like the how they throw the ball, the pow ball or the pokeball, it's the same. And then the little how it jiggles before it's captured is what they're thinking. That's what their lawyers released today.
Power World
lawyers. That's what they think it is.
Okay. Now, I thought they were just going off like designs and crap. I was like, that's not going to work because
a basic gaming mechanic.
Yeah, but if again, that's the case,
how can you avoid that in that thing? I mean, unless it's just a straight capture thing, which I mean takes, you know, stress away or whatever, but you still can't because the ball jiggle. That's part of the thing.
I mean, you could straight up take that out if I mean, like that's not something to me that they have to shut the game down for. Like, just change that if they have to. Like,
they're not having to shut down the game. Remember, they're just suing for compensation and loss.
That's true. Yeah, and damages.
Damages.
So they don't even have to change the game at all. So they just pay them and, like, okay, keep with it what they got.
They can, yes. Or they can be like, I'm assuming they're probably going to fight it because they've made quite a bit from this game, and be like, how can you change something like that? Like how I'm saying, how can you change a mechanic like that?
How can you patent a ball jiggling? Like, just listen to how that sounds. How ridiculous that sounds.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That, like I mean, said, like I said, I'm not surprised.
That's what their lawyer thinks that it is.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Nintendo, the Pokemon company, they're petty, and they'll find literally anything. That's why I said it took this long for them to sue, because they couldn't find anything at all. And then,
instead of like right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm...
They were probably so focused on the designs of the pals trying to fight mm-hmm. that, and then they can't find nothing, you know? And then they mm-hmm. find the stupid something on the ball. The pal sphere.
Yep. Like I said, they even went as far as like not calling it a ball, but calling it a sphere, like you just said. I called it a pal ball earlier, but I couldn't remember what it was called, a sphere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's literally just the jiggle movement is what their lawyer thinks that it is, or the throwing mechanic. In itself, or the whole capture mechanic as a whole, heckinly.
You can't get around throwing it, though. Like, you have, I mean, you have no, to throw it.
But that's why I just made a comparison to, like, Halo and, like, Forza for Microsoft with shooters. You can't. Just because you give a character a certain design and everything, a basic shooter is still a basic shooter.
They all have guns.
Yeah.
You can't take the guns out of it.
And in this game, yeah, it was supposed to be a cross in between Pokemon and Ark, basically, but at the same time, you can't, no matter what you do, unless you're playing like a baseball game and you're purposely pitching a ball, your throwing mechanic is going to be about the same. Everyone throws stuff about the same.
Yeah.
If you're not trained to throw a certain way.
Yeah. To me, Ark would have a better argument to sue than Nintendo and Pokemon Company. To me, because there's more mechanics copied from Ark than Pokemon. Yeah, there, I mean, there's a crap ton copied from Pokemon, but...
You got basic survival game. That's a setup exactly. for a basic survival game.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you could, Fallout could come and sue, if that's the case.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, Ark would have more of a chance suing, but it still wouldn't work because... It's still just a survival game. Like, there's so many out there, and there's so many knockoffs of Pokemon, too, mm-hmm. that haven't been touched by Nintendo. But because this one's so successful, that's why they're trying to find whatever they can to sue.
Yeah, which, I mean, I can't necessarily blame them for chasing the money, but it's just so something so little. Like, just let that pass, dude.
Yeah, just let players have fun. It's not on your platform. So it's not really taking anything away from you. I mean, yeah, probably some people might have stopped playing. In the first place. Huh?
And they knew Nintendo wouldn't partner with them in the first place because of
exactly.
That.
I'm sure that's why they didn't even try. But I'm sure some people stopped playing Scarlet and Violet to play Power World, maybe, probably because it's not dipping down and below 30 frames per second like Scarlet and Violet does.
Well, Ben, you've been doing the same game over and over and over again, reskinning it,
yeah.
adding in a couple of different Pokemon from here and there. I mean, you finally just now have a competitor since 1996.
Yeah, the only time they switched it up, really, was Legends Arceus. And people loved that game. And Power World basically took Arceus and seen Ark, put them together, and it worked really well.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it makes absolutely no sense, because Pokemon's safe. They got their fan base.
Their fan base will not go anywhere. I don't care who releases what based off Pokemon. Their Pokemon fans are diehard fans. They will never.
Rating's not even that big of a difference. Like, obviously, one's E and one's T.
Yeah.
You got a little bit more of a mature game with Pal World, but your fans are your Pokemon fans that have been there since the beginning.
The smart thing for Nintendo to do, instead of fighting this, is to collab with them and get skins for different Pokemon to put into that game. That would make Nintendo more money than them suing.
Yeah, because they sue and they're going to get a check up front, whatever it's said
and
done.
It's done, and that's it. That's all the money they're getting. But if they collab with them, they'll get continuous income from this. If they just simple, like, put Pokemon, if you put Pikachu in Power World, you're going to make some money. People will buy that DLC.
But people do Easter eggs like that all the time.
I know. Yeah, they do mods.
Yeah.
But if there was an official way to do it and not get in trouble and not get took down, people would buy it.
Oh, yeah. Man, the last time I checked, Nintendo, you can't capture a person in Pokemon games.
That's true. You can in Power World.
So take that for a mechanic.
Yeah. Patent that.
I'm glad we got down to that one. Got all that off my chest. That pinups at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, Nintendo's gonna Nintendo. I love Nintendo, but they are weird.
Oh yeah. Like I said, it's just because they haven't had no competition since 1996.
Yeah, and they get a little bit of competition. They get scared now that they have a little bit of competition, but at the same time, like you said, their fan base isn't going anywhere no matter what releases.
How would they feel if Mortal Kombat sued them?
For Smash?
Because they would have every single right to based off Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, not so much now in today's time, but that would have been no different if, you know, NetherRealms, I think NetherRealms has owned them the whole time. Could be wrong, but I know NetherRealms owns Mortal Kombat now. That's the developer.
Yeah.
NetherRealms could have been like, oh no, Smash Brothers is too close to Mortal Kombat. You're not getting this because, you know, we have our little fighter over here that you don't want on your console because there's a little bit of blood and gore, but you go and make a
family
2D side-scrolling kind of fighter, which, I mean, I guess technically that's the difference, is it's technically not a side-scroller fighter. But at the same time, it's the same idea as what Power World had. I'm going to combine this game with this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, to me, yeah, there are some similarities between Pokemon Legends Arceus and Power World, but they're still two different games because of the survival mechanic in Power World. That separates them more than you think it would. Because it's not just a little piece of the game, the survival. That's pretty much the main part of the game. You start off making a base before you do anything else. Yeah, exactly.
You go battle a Pokemon, you capture a Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's the basic setup of, hold on. You go get your Pokemon, you battle your gym rival, and then you go capture a Pokemon. Or battle a Pokemon and capture one, usually.
Yeah.
At least that's how it was back in, I think I've only ever played Red.
I think before Arceus, the only one I've played was Yellow.
Yeah. So I know that's how Red goes, is, you know, you pick out your Pokemon, you battle your rival.
So we both played first gen, and then I played Arceus.
Yeah. Which I think Red was the first one, wasn't it? And Yellow was the
Red and Blue. Red and Blue were, you know, they're typical together. And then Yellow was, it's still first generation, but it's
But you could choose Pokemon as your, I mean, you could choose Pikachu as your starter instead of your normal starters.
Yeah. So it's still first generation. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically a cheat code to the rest of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
You start out with evolved Pokemon, technically, even though Pichu didn't exist at that time. Back
then, yeah.
Got time for one more. Since I got all that off my chest. PlayStation is releasing a 30th anniversary console and controllers.
All right, 2024 marks the 30th anniversary of PlayStation, and to celebrate, Sony has unveiled new limited edition PS5 consoles and accessories that harken back to its original gaming hardware. Just like the first PlayStation, these variants sport the signature gray color of that console and several other nods to the celebratory milestone. Sony will be selling these in highly limited numbers directly through its store. But if you're lucky and you manage to snag one, you'll have a cool collectible that you can play games on. Pricing has not been revealed yet, but these will all be released on November 21st. Meanwhile, if you'd prefer your gaming device in its standard white collar, the PS5 Pro launched November 7th. Will launch on November 7th with $700, which we already talked about. All right. And then let's see here. Here's a closer look at everything Sony rolling out to remind the world of how gaming history was made on December 3rd, 1994. This is the PS5 30th anniversary console 1TB. It's got a 1TB SSD, matching DualSense wireless controller, matching console cover for a disk drive add-on. Disk drive sold separately, of course. Vertical stand, original PlayStation controller style cable connector housing, 4 PlayStation shaped cable ties, PlayStation sticker, limited edition PlayStation poster, 1 of 30 possible designs, PlayStation paperclip, and then they are also releasing a same collar, the gray collar, in a 2TB, and it comes with everything the same, and then they're coming out with the PlayStation Portal in that gray collar as well, useless, and then they are releasing just the DualSense Edge Wireless Controller 30th Anniversary Edition. So, I'm not going to lie. These look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. I mean,
I've actually contemplated getting one.
I did too. I was like, man, Sony, well, that's a bunch of bull. You make me want to get a PS5 just to keep in the box. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they do look nice. The gray, like, I don't know. Especially... I don't know. I like that controller really well.
I had the PS1 growing up, didn't you?
Yeah. I have it. It's up on the shelf here, actually. But yeah, that's just
this podcast.
Yeah, if you're watching. But yeah, it's kind of dark back here. But I don't know. I thought about it, though, because they look really nice.
Yeah. The
controller, the console, it all looks good. Except for the PlayStation Port. That's still stupid. But
yeah. Yeah, I seen it. I'm just like, oh my goodness. I was like, it looks exactly like obviously a huge version of the PS1, but.
Yeah, it's nice. And then it goes on to say the PlayStation 30th anniversary box art. The boxes for each of these anniversary releases look great and pay homage to original PlayStation packaging. So I don't know if you've seen the packaging, but it does look like an old PS1 box, but it has a PS5 on it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I don't know. I have to really fight myself to not get it. I'll try to. If I do talk myself out of getting the console, I'll probably still end up getting the controller at least. Even though I already have a PS5 controller, but that just looks nice.
I would say that's still just a memorabilia thing or a collection piece at that point.
Yeah, I'd still keep it in the box because I have the black one I play with. So. It looks nice.
Yeah, that brought back childhood a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Because I read that and I was like, yeah, I'm not really concerned with it. And then I seen the pictures. I was like, holy crap, that looks really good.
Yeah, that's all it was too. Like, oh, it was like, because I was expecting like NES, like I expected like a classic edition. I couldn't think.
Yeah.
I was gonna call it a mini edition, not a classic edition. But yeah, I was thinking they was gonna do like a PS like classic edition like Nintendo done. I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. I was like,
I'll probably pick one. They already did that, but they didn't have any good games on it. Really?
Yeah. I couldn't remember that one. So, but being PlayStation, I didn't know if they would do like a PS2 or something weird like that.
They should.
Then I seen that. I was like, oh, I might have to get a PS5 now.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice.
I was like, I got a PC for that reason. That way I don't have to get a PlayStation because I still play PlayStation games on my computer.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I was like, you guys are really tempting me to buy a PlayStation right now.
Yeah. And like I said, limited edition, so it's going to be rare. And I'd love to have one just to keep in the box.
But you guys can go get yours if that's what you want.
I got to at least get one of them controllers, though.
Well, thank you for watching or listening. You can follow us on our socials on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We got merch on and Discord, merch on Redbubble
and TeePublic.
And if you guys want to fast forward this part all the way to where Ashton was talking about looking at his little PlayStation in the back, you can do that on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll even lighten up the background for you guys so you might be able to see it better. I don't know if you can. But
over that,
I got the PS1, PS2, and 3 back here if you want to see it. So.
Yeah. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel when you're there too.
Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate you. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.